good morning. Kill is a weirdo. 8:54, Brock Hunter, what's the up? Lovely Kiki. Now, we got to keep this short and sweet because you got to bounce here for just a little bit.
I got a doctor's appointment.
You know, Hunter's got to go to his gynecologist.
I mean, you're not far off.
No.
Should I be nervous going to the doctor's office with all these sick people?
Yeah, absolutely you should.
You know?
Yeah.
Because
it's supposed to be a clean place, clean facility, but that's where all the dirty people go.
That's the thing. Doctor's offices and hospitals are not clean. That's where all the sick people are. They try and keep it clean, but it's just the air there. You're dead,
when
bro.
You go in there and you sit down, don't touch
anything.
The chair, keep your hands in your lap. I'm not joking.
Yeah, I'm just going to get in that hazmat suit, man.
I would. That's probably a smart play.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I saw the funniest thing. It was a stripper with a hazmat suit. And she was cleaning, Lysoling, the pole. And it was a funny video she did, as a bit. And so she was cleaning it, with the craziest stuff, to disinfect it. Yeah. She had a hazmat suit, but then she cut the butt out, so she still had her blood.
That's perfect. That's great.
It was really funny.
I would be throwing some dollars at her.
Yeah.
I saw a stripper lick a pole once, so I think this is probably.
She still had the heels on, but full-on hazmat suit, just her booty hanging out.
Nice. That's a good suit.
Wait, can you get
gloves,
that bubble boy suit? Can you buy those?
You could probably make one, not too bad.
You know?
Yeah.
They got those ones you get in and you can just bounce around downhill.
You know what the worst thing about it is? Every time they tell me not to touch my face has never itched more than ever.
Yeah, you want to touch your face now.
I'm like, why do I constantly want to touch
my face? Well, and also really, you start realizing how much you touch your face. Like me, if I'm working, I'm using the mouse with my right hand, my face is resting in my hand. I'm like, ow!
Yeah, yeah.
Ow!
It's very true.
It's gross, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you didn't react when I said the stripper. I've seen a stripper lick a pole before.
Ugh.
That was gross. I was like, I don't even like that. That's terrible. What are you doing?
That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Hard pass.
What's worse, the stripper licking the pole or the guy sitting there eating a steak while he's watching her do it?
I've eaten at strip clubs before, so I got to say licking the pole first.
Damn, really?
Food's usually pretty good.
Is it?
Let's get your, it's all right. Some are good, some are bad.
They got to be good for something.
Don't eat it. Never have the tuna salad, though, when you're at a strip club. What?
Why would you do that? Gosh.
Do what?
That's, that ain't tuna.
No, move on.
I don't know what I did.
It's just a regular salad, bro.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
It's been a very sexual show this morning. Yeah, it has been.
Itches. What do I do?
Touch it. Use this Clorox wipe.
Why is it burning?
I do. If I do have an itch, I'll use the back of my hand.
Well, I've been using sleeves, but I don't have sleeves today.
I've been itching my face with my elbow.
Yeah. I need a little rag. I need to give you a rag.
You've been using. Shut up. So stupid. What?
I just want people to try it.
It helps. Your Dumb Vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, boat insurance. Spring is right around the corner. You want to get all those fun summertime toys out? Chris can cover them for you.
Yeah.
You don't want to be riding around without coverage on that stuff. So go see him. If you need a quote, you want to get a great plan, Chris will take care of you, and he covers damn near everything.
Mm-hmm.
Chris. Your Dumb Vocabulary for today. Slop knockers.
Slop knockers?
Slop knockers.
Wait, slop or slap?
Slop.
A slop knocker?
Slop knockers.
I feel like those are a man's coconuts.
Slop knockers. It might not be bad.
Sounds like it. It makes zero sense except the knockers part. Oh, knockers could be on the female.
I was going to say, I was thinking National Geographic, though. Boobies. Real floppy ones that you can throw over your shoulders.
I'm going to go with coconuts. Male coconuts.
Hunter's right. It's large, saggy breasts. Large, saggy breasts.
I've known that since third grade.
Yeah.
National Geographic magazines, you know?
Ooh.
Flip that. You always knew which one had the boobies in it because it was always worn out.
I would always think, it's not a good-looking boob, but it's a boob.
At that age, it didn't matter. At that age, it didn't matter. Example, I saw a ton of slop knockers during Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Roll them up.
Yeah.
What's that? Said old Jeff Foxworthy bit.
Roll them up.
All right, Grandma, that's good enough. Roll them up.
Ew.
How about the girls that
I'd like to see something naked.
Try to do the cleavage with their bra, but they got slop knockers. So there's that space, and then it goes into cleavage.
You know what? Leave us alone.
I can't stand that.
Oh, we can't stand your face.
Hey, I'll take
Rock 107 WIR.